Welcome to evening prayers. At the end of a busy day, let's take time to center ourselves by being still before God. As you allow yourself to become comfortable, just breathe. Take a deep breath and exhale. As you continue to breathe, taking a deep breath, exhale. Allow the Holy Spirit to let you become aware of the tensions, the anxieties, the thoughts that you have picked up along the way. Allow Him to search your heart and reveal to you anything that would be distracting you, anything that comes to mind that is out of your control, that is causing you anxiety. Just acknowledge and allow that to just drift up to the Father in prayer. Become aware of your physical body, how you feel. Are you tense? Have you been grinding your teeth or carrying tension in your shoulders or in your hands, in your back? Just acknowledge those things. Let them float up to the Father. Allow yourself to relax. Let us draw near to God. Let us pray. May the Lord Almighty grant me and those I love a peaceful night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought and word and deed, in what I have done and what I have left undone. For the sake of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me all my offenses and grant that I may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Heavenly Father, grant your faithful people, merciful Lord, pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from the book of Isaiah. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for her, all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God, for you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. And yours by right, O Lamb that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God from every family, language, people, and nation a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And so to him who sits on the throne, and to Christ the Lamb, be worship and praise, dominion and splendor forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of John. They went, each to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now the law of Moses commands us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, that he might have some charge to bring, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. For the day that is past, that worry and every anxious fear may be put away from us, and that Christ would be glorified in all that we have done, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, that the angels of the Lord our God would encamp around us, and that our weary souls may find rest in Christ our Savior. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Create in us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us. Grant us peace, for only in you can we live in safety. God of all creation, full of love and abounding in mercy, may the whole earth be filled with your glory. Lord, bless and guide all ministers of your church, clothe them in righteousness and grant them wisdom. Direct the leaders of our nation, that they may act in accordance with your kingdom. Enlarge our own hearts, O Lord, to love the things that you love. May we proclaim your light in every place where there is darkness. May we proclaim your holy name in every aspect of our life. We pray for those in sickness, grief, persecution, bondage, fear, or loneliness. Lord, have mercy. Let us offer our own prayers. Amen. O Lord, this day teach us to surrender those things we cannot control. Teach us to faithfully address those things that are our responsibilities and to have the insight to not confuse the two. In all things, lead us to surrender to your will trusting your goodness and the goodness of your plan. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work and watch and weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.